8.133 part youth housing support package. Home ownership, semi-giants, giants, and risks to check. The proposal announced on August 13 introduced youth housing finance support tailored to home ownership, semi-giants, and giants. However, the interest rate, guarantee terms, and other details of the Youth Future Bojum Jari loan require a final official announcement. And those buying non-apartment housing must assess the loan benefits and property risks separately. The three-part Youth Housing Support Package is an announced proposal comprising the Youth Future Bojum Jari loan for homeownership, a combined guarantee for semi-giants and monthly rent, and expanded special youth giants loan guarantees. The Youth Future Bojum Jari loan is designed for people aged 39 or younger, with an annual income of KRW 70 million or less, who purchase non-apartment housing priced at KRW 400 million or less. And it is scheduled to be offered for 2 years starting in January 2027. If KRW 200 million is repaid over 30 years at an annual interest rate of 3% through equal principal and interest payments, the monthly payment would be approximately KRW 843,000. However, this is an illustrative calculation explaining the policy's intent, not the finalized product interest rate. When purchasing non-apartment housing, buyers should check the actual transaction price, collateral appraisal value, ownership, and other legal rights, whether the property is in a legal building, repair costs, and the possibility of a future sale. The interest rate, preferential LTV margin, guarantee fee, income calculation method, and application process must be confirmed through final announcements from the Korea Housing Finance Corporation and other relevant agencies before implementation. The youth housing support in the August 13 real estate measures connects financial tools to three housing arrangements: home ownership, semi-giants or monthly rent, and giants. The key points are expanding eligibility to those aged 39 or younger, and reducing the number of people excluded from support after marriage or childbirth because of income thresholds. However, the announced policy direction must be distinguished from products that are actually open for applications. In particular, the confirmed interest rate, preferential LTV level, guarantee fee, screening method, and application channels for the Youth Future Bojum Jari loan will not be known until the relevant agencies issue follow-up announcements. Youth Housing Support Package at a Glance Housing Stage, announced support measure main, details timing and changes confirmed in the announcement items, requiring further confirmation home purchase, Youth Future Bojum Jari loan, preferential interest rate, and LTV terms for purchases of non-apartment. Homes priced at KRW 400 million or less plan to be offered for 2 years starting in January 2027, confirmed interest rate, loan limit, LTV level, maturity, repayment method, early repayment fee semi-giants or monthly rent, combined giants, and monthly rent guarantee guarantees both a giants, deposit loan, and a monthly rent loan new program under consideration eligible guarantee recipients. Guarantee limit, eligible scope of monthly rent, guarantee fee, and interest support criteria for regional and low-income households giants expanded special giants loan guarantee for young people. Expands the eligible age to 39 or younger and strengthens support for newlywed households and households with children follow-up system, changes planned income and asset criteria, guarantee ratio, participating banks, housing requirements. Effective date. This table summarizes the policy direction. Announced on August 13, items that have not yet taken effect do not mean that a loan or guarantee will be approved. Eligibility under the announced Youth Future Bojum Jari loan plan, according to the announcement, the product will be designed around the following conditions. Applicant age, 39 or younger annual income, KRW 70 million or less eligible housing, non-apartment homes priced at KRW 400 million or less availability period. Planned as a temporary 2-year offering starting in January 2027, type of support. Preferential interest rate and LTV terms non-apartment. Housing may generally include homes other than apartments, such as row houses and multifamily homes, but the final product announcement must be checked to determine which housing types will actually qualify. It should not be assumed that Aufhostels, neighborhood commercial facilities currently used for residential purposes, or buildings with code violations will automatically qualify. Meeting the annual income requirement alone also does not determine the loan limit. The actual limit may reflect the collateral valuation, LTV, DSR, existing debt, credit status, and the financial institution's review. The exact meaning of the monthly rent level calculation, the example used in the policy explanation, assumes borrowing KRW 200 million at an annual interest rate of 3% for 30 years. Based on equal principal and interest payments, the monthly payment would be approximately KRW 843,000, or about KRW 850,000 when rounded. Calculation item example value loan principal, KRW 200 million, assumed interest rate 3% annually repayment, period 30 years repayment method. Equal principal and interest payments, monthly principal and interest. Approximately KRW 843,000 total payments over 30 years, approximately KRW 300, 3.55 million. Total interest, approximately KRW 103. 55 million, this is a simplified example, assuming that the annual interest rate remains at 3% throughout the entire 30-year period, and that there are no late payments or changes to the repayment terms. It does not mean that 3% annually is the confirmed interest rate for the Youth Future Bojum Jari loan. Whether the actual product will have a fixed interest rate and how long any preferential rate will apply must also be confirmed in the final announcement. Monthly rent and mortgage principal and interest payments also differ in nature. Principal and interest payments include repayment of principal, which increases home equity. But buying a home also involves acquisition-related costs, property taxes, brokerage fees, repair costs, and selling costs. Therefore, similar monthly payments do not mean that the total housing costs are the same. Choosing among homeownership, semi-jeance, and jeance, the support measures are not designed to require everyone to choose one product. Instead, they broaden the options available according to each person's current housing stage. When you may consider buying a home, you are likely to remain in the same area for a certain period. You have enough cash to cover the down payment and other upfront costs beyond the loan. You can continue making principal and interest payments even if interest rates rise or your income falls. You can manage even if selling the home takes time. You can personally review the physical condition and legal rights of a non-apartment home. When semi-jeance or monthly rent support may be more practical, it is difficult to secure the full jeance deposit. You are likely to move within a few years because of work or study. You need to manage both a deposit loan and monthly rent. You lack the upfront funds and repair reserves needed to purchase a home. When you may first consider expanded jeance support, you need a period of housing stability before buying a home. You can assess the risk of non-return of the jeance deposit and find a home eligible for guarantee coverage. You may qualify under the expanded age limit or the limits for newlywed households and households with children. Under the announced plan, the age criterion for the special jeance loan guarantee for young people will be expanded from 34 or younger to 39 or younger. The related loan limit for newlywed couples and households with children is proposed to increase from KRW 200 million to KRW 300 million. But the actual limit will be subject to both guarantee review and the bank's loan screening. Risks that must be checked before buying a non-apartment home: a good loan and a good home are not the same thing. Even if policy financing is available, the home's value and safety must be assessed separately. 1. Actual transaction prices and collateral valuation. Check recent actual transaction prices for units in the same building and similar nearby homes. Even if the sale price is KRW 400 million or less, you may need more of your own funds than expected if the financial institution's collateral valuation is low. Homes that rarely change hands have fewer comparable transactions, making it difficult to determine an appropriate price. Do not rely on a single asking price. Compare transactions involving homes with similar floor area, floor level, orientation, year of completion, and parking conditions. 2. property registry, and senior claims, check the property registration certificate again before signing the contract and immediately before paying the balance. Review the owner, mortgages, seizures, provisional seizures, trust registrations, and any restrictions on disposal. There may also be rental deposits or tax delinquency risks that cannot be identified from the property registry alone, so separate checks are necessary. 3. Building register and actual structure. Confirm that the use, floor area, and number of floors listed in the building register match the property's actual condition. Illegal extensions or unauthorized changes of use may restrict loans, guarantees, repairs, and future sales. 4. Repair costs and the condition of shared facilities even if the property appears new. Check for leaks, condensation, cracks, plumbing, waterproofing, elevators, and parking facilities. Small multi-unit residential buildings may have weaker long-term repair plans or management systems than apartments, so it is safer to budget separately for anticipated repair costs. 5. Liquidity and time required to sell depending on the area and housing type. Non-apartment homes may have low transaction volumes. If you plan to move to an apartment in the future, consider the possibility that the home may not sell when you want or may have to be sold for less than the purchase price. The government has proposed maintaining preferential LTV terms for first-time homebuyers even when they sell a supported non-apartment home and move to an apartment. However, the conditions for maintaining the preferential terms and the order in which they apply must be confirmed through follow-up regulations. Changes to the marriage penalty and youth age criteria. The measures call for expanding and standardizing the youth eligibility threshold for policy loans to age 39 or younger. The aim is to reduce cases in which people are excluded from certain products because age criteria differ from one product to another. A change has also been proposed to ease the disadvantage that may arise after marriage when Bojumjari loan income requirements are assessed solely on the basis of combined spousal income. According to the announcement, the requirements will be adjusted so that even if combined income exceeds the threshold for newlywed couples, the loan may still be used if either spouse has an annual income of KRW 70 million or less. However, this is a proposed relaxation of the income requirement and does not mean that other reviews, such as LTV, DSR, home price, and number of homes owned, will be waived. The final regulations must also be checked to determine the reference date used to assess marital status and income. The measures also include requiring banks to explain whether future income may be reflected in DSR screening. Reflecting future income does not guarantee a larger loan limit, and whether it applies may vary according to age, occupation, income documentation, and the financial institution's criteria. Total housing costs and exit strategies often overlooked in coverage to use the phrase monthly rent level. In an actual decision, you must calculate total housing costs rather than only the loan's principal and interest payment. A monthly total housing cost formula can be structured as follows: monthly principal and interest plus maintenance fees, plus monthly equivalent of taxes, plus insurance premiums, plus expected repair costs, existing monthly rent reduced by owning the home. There is also an opportunity cost for the personal funds used for the down payment and balance. Conversely, the principal repayment portion of principal and interest payments should be distinguished from pure consumption costs because it increases home equity. Test your ability to repay by assuming the following situations. Interest rates rise by 1-2 percentage points above the current assumption, income decreases or stops for several months, major repair costs arise immediately after moving and you need to move within 3 years. But the home does not sell, the collateral valuation comes in below the sale price if you cannot secure at least enough emergency funds to cover principal and interest payments and essential living expenses. It is difficult to justify a purchase based solely on a low policy interest rate. In particular, if you are likely to move to another area within a short period, acquisition and selling costs and liquidity risks may outweigh the savings on monthly rent. Distinguishing youth housing support from other real estate policies in the August 13 measures, in addition to youth housing finance, The August 13 measures may cover various other policy directions, including housing supply, the use of non-residential facilities, and real estate project financing. However, housing supply expansion plans, or financial support for developers, are not loan benefits that apply directly to individual young people. Individuals should distinguish among the following: government announcement, policy goals and direction implementing regulations from relevant agencies, age, income, housing and guarantee requirements, financial institution screening, actual interest rate and available loan, amount sale and purchase agreement, individual responsibility for the homes, price, legal rights, and defects do not pay a deposit first based only on a policy announcement. Confirm the application start date, eligible housing, and available loan amount, and review special contract provisions covering the possibility that the loan may not be approved. Checks to complete before implementation confirm whether your age, income, marital status, and parental status fall within the scope of the announced plan. Review existing loans and your expected DSR, and calculate the personal funds required, including the down payment, taxes, brokerage fees, and repair costs. Confirm the final interest rate, LTV, guarantee fee, maturity, and effective date with relevant agencies, such as the Korea Housing Finance Corporation. Investigate the actual transaction prices, property registration certificate, building register, and on-site condition of the home you intend to purchase. After receiving preliminary consultation or undergoing screening by a financial institution, review contract terms that protect you if the loan amount is reduced or the loan is denied. Because the Youth Future Bojum Jari loan is an announced plan scheduled to take effect in 2027, it should not be assumed to be a product currently open for immediate applications. Even if the product name remains the same, detailed requirements may change in follow-up announcements.